like that, but I don't see that happening.
Well, like, I think they'll talk and it'll be funny. They'll have some moments, but there's a reason they don't put crappy golfers on TV. Because people, right, that's not fun to watch.
Right.
Like, I don't want to, if I want somebody, you know, hit balls in bunkers, I can just film myself. I could do that.
Yeah, I mean, I think that they've really got to be able to bring, like, the storytelling and stuff to it. Like, we got to get some funny stuff out of this, like something, you know, notable out of it that they say. Well, I think that's the whole draw, and I just don't see that happening with these guys.
Well, the draw was you're taking non-golfers and putting them with professional golfers and teaming them up and miking them up, and that was fun. You know, you had Tiger Woods, Phil Mickelson, Bryson DeChambeau. When you take because you at the pros, you see beautiful golf shots, and then you every once in a while Brady will hit one, Rodgers will hit one, and that was entertaining, that was fun. Mm. When you take the pros out of it, you just get non-professionals playing golf. Yeah, famous football quarterbacks, but still non-professionals playing golf. I don't know how interested it'll be. I'll give it a shot. I'll turn it on, but doing it on a Wednesday that's not a holiday.
That's tough.
It's a win. Now, most of it's going to be in prime time. That's why they're doing it out in Vegas. But, like, it's a Wednesday that's not a holiday. I guess you're not competing with the NBA tonight. You're really just competing with baseball and NHL playoffs.
Yeah, I mean, the NHL game's interesting because it's the defending champs taking on the Rangers. But, like, I don't know. I mean,
yeah, I don't
care.
They
might get some views.
I don't care. I bet you this will be the lowest rated one they've had by far. That's a prediction.
Yeah, I think so, too.
Story number four.
I don't know if you noticed, but the Mets won again today.
I have noticed. The Mets, they've been paying well this season.
5-0. Mm-hmm. I mean, though, 5-0 today. That's a sweep of the Nationals. That's back-to-back sweeps, six-game winning streak. They're 35-17, Major League best 35 victories. They got an 11-game lead in the NL East over the reigning World Series champions, the Atlanta Braves. For some context, no other division winner is leading its division by more than 5.5 games. Mets are up by 11.
Yeah, it has been very nice pairing the Mets and the Cardinals in some parlay action over these past few weeks. That is a pretty sure thing.
Mets have been paying off.
Mets have been paying, dude.
You ain't got to tell me nothing. You're not telling me nothing I don't know.
Oh, love the Mets.
You're not saying anything to me I don't know. Is the season just going to be boring now? The Mets just run away with the division?
Oh, you better be careful, dude.
I feel like it's just going to be boring.
Chill out.
Dude, they don't even have Max Scherzer and Jacob DeGrom, and they're leading the division by 11 games. This is boring.
GP.
This is boring.
You better hope y'all get as big of a cushion as possible. You've seen how this thing goes.
I've seen how this thing goes.
You've seen how this thing goes. No lead is safe.
No lead is safe. This is different, though.
They look really good.
They do look legitimately good.
Yes.
Like they're legitimately good.
Yeah.
It's kind of boring, though.
Whatever.
You know?
Stop.
Kind of boring. They're probably going to win the division by 20 games. Might end up being boring.
Careful. A lot of season left.
A lot of season left. Is Jeff Calkins up next?
Jeff Calkins coming up next.
All right.
WMFS-FM and HD1 Bartlett. WMFS Memphis celebrates a legacy of sports in the Mid-South as flagship home of the Grizzlies and Tigers talk on the Odyssey app. Powered by DuckDuckGo, 92.9 FM ESPN.
This is Gary Parrish, and you've heard me talk about Dr. Maddie Sadeghi and his staff for years now. They run the Smile Center. It's where my whole family goes. We're fortunate. Our insurance covers it. But Dr. Maddie understands not everybody is fortunate enough to have dental insurance, and that's why he's created the membership plan at the Smile Center. It's an in-office insurance plan for patients who do not have dental insurance, so if you fall under that umbrella, please get in touch with the Smile Center. Dr. Medi and his entire staff have been vaccinated, so it's a safe environment. The address is 1941 South Germantown Road in Germantown near Saddle Creek, 901-309-1333, online, smilecentermemphis.com.
Now you can enjoy MLB Play, the one app with all your favorite free MLB games. Enjoy Beat the Streak, Quick Pick, and more. Enjoy competing against friends. Enjoy unlocking exclusive rewards. Plus, your chance to win $5.6 million. Download MLB Play. Enjoy the app. Enjoy the show. MLB Play. No purchase necessary. Must be 21 or older to enter Beat the Streak, which ends at the conclusion of the MLB regular season or when the grand prize is won. Restrictions apply. See MLB.com/play for official rules.
BetMGM is pitching baseball fans a chance to swing for the fences. This is Jeffrey Wright inviting you to register using code WRIGHT200, WRIGHT200, and win $200 in free bets when you place a $10 money line wager on any Major League Baseball game and either team hits a home run, regardless of your bet's outcome. Enjoy baseball like never before with BetMGM's daily promotions at your fingertips all season long. Download the app or go to BetMGM.com. Use code WRIGHT200, WRIGHT200, to win $200 when you bet $10 on an MLB game and either team hits a home run. Major League Baseball, trademark used with permission. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions. Must be 21 years of age or older to wager. Tennessee only, new customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable free bets or site credit. Free bets expire 7 days from issuance. For problem gambling support, call the Tennessee Red Line at 1-800-889-9789.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/radio. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free, at ZipRecruiter.com/radio. That's ZipRecruiter.com/radio. ZipRecruiter.com/radio.
Father's Day is just around the corner. It'll be here before you know it. Needless to say, the worst thing you can do is wait to the last minute to get that special dad in your life a gift he deserves. So don't make that mistake. Instead, go ahead and get to James Davis in the Laurelwood Shopping Center. This is Gary Parrish, and I've been telling you about James Davis for years. It's one of the best clothing stores in the nation. Lucky for us, it's right here in Memphis. James Davis is where I get my suits and shirts for television work, and it's where you need to go to make sure you get the perfect gift for all the people you're buying for this Father's Day. James Davis is more than just a clothing store. It's a place filled with people who have genuine passion for what they do. They don't want to just make you look good. They want you to leave the store also feeling good. So if you haven't stopped by James Davis lately, it's time to do that, because right now, they have incredible items at incredible prices, including Stant custom shirts. Once you get one of them, you will never buy off the rack again. The place to go for the best Father's Day presents this year is James Davis in the Laurelwood Shopping Center. Online, jamesdavismemphis.com.
Guests appear on the Smile Center Hotline, live from the Service Master by Cornerstone Studios, with Jeff Calkins on today's show, presented by Red River Toyota in Wynn, Arkansas, online at redrivertoyota.com. Now back to the Gary Parrish Show on 92.9 FM ESPN.
Jeff Calkins is an award-winning columnist, Daily Memphian, host of the Jeff Calkins Show, weekdays 9 to 11 right here on 92.9 FM ESPN. He joins me every day after 5. He's here right now. Jeff Calkins, how are you?
I'm good, GP.
So listen, every Tuesday you have me on in the first hour, and then you have Charles, the great Charles Fishman on in the second hour. And I'm not going to pretend I catch every segment of everything, but I don't miss a Charles Fishman segment. Because first, I think it's funny because you guys are so comfortable with each other because you're so close that he just comes on and he'll if he wants to just take over your show, and you're so comfortable with him, if you want to you'll just tell him to shut up. so it's fun, but also
he won't shut up though. He doesn't like most radio guests. He won't take the cue. He won't let. He's so worried about me edging him out that he's like. He'll just keep talking, and he'll speed up if he senses I'm about to ask a question or something, because things he wants to say, he only gets one segment a week.
It always feels like it's a struggle, you know?
It's wrestling who's got control, you know? It's like an action movie where, you know, some of the pilots are grabbing for the day. Yeah, you're exactly right.
Yeah. It's like he's always got these, like, whatever number of things he absolutely wants to talk about. And you're either trying to get him to the next one, or when he wants to stay.
This is 100% true.
Why he wants to stay on the previous one, or he's trying to get to the next one while you still got questions about the previous one. It's hilarious every single week. But the reason I listen to it, in addition to that, is because I think I learned something. Like, sometimes people ask me, do you listen to a lot of talk radio? And the truth is, I don't. Not because I despise it, but because I don't have a lot of time to listen to other people talk because I'm trying to get prepared to talk myself. But if I do listen to people talk on the radio or podcast, what I want to listen to is people I respect and who I think can teach me something, where I might learn something, where I might be able to gain something from these 15, 20, 30 minutes. So I listen to you guys because, honestly, you do teach me things sometimes. But this Charles Fishman, he had this Amber Heard Johnny Depp trial all wrong.
He did. And I actually warned him about it beforehand. I said, Charles, I don't think we should do it. We're not going to go here. He said, here was his analysis. And he actually, to fairness, he listened to a lot more of it than I did. But his analysis was, he decided to go out on a limb and make a prediction. And his analysis was that there was no way that Johnny Depp was going to win this because, truth is a defense, and there's pretty clear evidence that they might have abused each other, but there's pretty clear evidence that he did some, awful stuff to her. But then secondly, you have to prove actual malice, and he was convinced that there would be no actual malice proven here in terms of this case, because among other things, she did not even name Johnny Depp in the aforementioned story that she sued over. She said how'd she describe it? She was a something for domestic abuse or whatever, a worldwide leader in or something, a spokesperson for. I think that was.
I've got the actual term. Yeah. It's she claimed to be a public figure representing domestic abuse.
Yes. So implicitly, that was Johnny Depp, but it wasn't. So he was persuaded that if you look at the jury instructions, and the reason that I was not as enthusiastic about his decision was, it's a freaking jury. Like, a jury will decide. Is he familiar with the O.J. verdict?
Well, that's the thing. Honestly, this is where it occurred to me today exactly why Charles. Because here's the truth. Charles is right. If the jury were 7 Harvard-educated jurors. But right. It's not. It's 5 men, 2 women who couldn't even remember to put a dollar amount in the decision. So they had to go back to wherever they go to finalize the verdict. That's the people we're talking about. And I swear to God, once you saw the online polls were like 90% people believe Johnny Depp and don't believe Amber Heard.
Why are the online polls so different than the people in the jury box?
There you go. It's the same people.
Same people. It's the same damn people in one and is the other. And so, now, it's funny, because he's been wrong on 2 big things recently. He was wrong. He said Elon Musk is never going to own Twitter. And at first, it's like, well, yes, he is. But now it's kind of up in the air. He may prove to be right on that one. But he's holding out hope that he's right on that one still. And on this one, he's telling me he thinks he's going to be vindicated. And in fairness, the decision is internally inconsistent because the jury said that Johnny Depp was defamed by Amber Heard, right? They said Johnny Depp was defamed by Amber Heard. They also said that Amber Heard was defamed by Johnny Depp's lawyers when those lawyers said her accusations whether they said her accusations were a hoax. Well, if her accusations, how does that consistent? If her accusations were a hoax, were not a hoax, then she didn't defame him. You know what I mean? Like, those two things don't go together. And so he is holding out hope, not because he cares who gets the money or who wins or whatever else, but he cares out in terms of we all like to be right. He believes it will be reversed on appeal.
Oh, it's certainly possible.
I got no idea.
Like, I agree with every point he's making. It's just that the mistake he made was thinking that the jurors...
Overestimating the American public.
There you go. Right. Remember, it's a jury of our peers. And and often our peers aren't that impressive.
Well, that's exactly right. And it is. You're 100% right. If the Twitter poll... If all the polls suggest it's 90% believe in Johnny Depp, those are the people. Now, the other interesting thing about this is that it had to be unanimous. So it wasn't 90%, it's 100%. And I was not surprised by the verdict. He was, and I think you're exactly right. He's looking at it and he's thinking, listening to the testimony and thinking, well, this doesn't make sense. He can't possibly win this. But lots of things don't make sense these days. And so, welcome to America.
Yeah, that's why I said, circling back to our old Caitlin Armstrong from last week, who, by the way, still hasn't been caught.
Wow.
Isn't that crazy? She's been on the run for 3 weeks. 3 weeks?
Yeah. If you're with cash, why is it that easy to catch someone? I mean, if you're just using cash, I guess. I mean, you know, three weeks, that's pretty impressive.
No, it's like she hit the over. Whatever the over-under was, she has hit the over.
By the way, I looked this up later, and you don't go to Russia.
Oh, no.
They're much more. I looked up, and it did occur to me that I better not like commit a crime recently because I Googled where to flee and where do we not have a extradition treaty? And there's a European country, I've forgotten the name of it, between Switzerland and France over there. We don't have an extradition treaty, and it's clearly the place to go. But yes, if someone wanted to frame me for murder now, that would be, they'd look at my computer and they'd say, look, Calkins has been Googling, where don't we have an extradition treaty?
Yeah, I Google stuff like that sometimes too, just because I'm curious. Like I see something that makes me, I get curious and I start Googling stuff. And I'm like, you know, if I ever did something really bad, like this Google search would not help me at all. You know, like they would find this and they'd be like, well, he was Googling it. Because I have probably Googled, I don't remember this, I'm just making something up, but like something like how to make a bomb. And it's not because I wanted to make a bomb, but I wanted to know if you could really find out how to make a bomb on the internet.
Right.
But then if somebody, if something, yeah, I don't know, I don't remember. But like I remember thinking, if something were to blow up and somebody were to accuse me of that for whatever weird reason, and then I've got a Google search that says how to make a bomb, that wouldn't
be a bomb, and you're screwed.
It's not a good look. It wouldn't be a good look. That's why you got to clear your search history. Clear it every day.
I don't do that.
I don't either, but I should.
But anyway, he was 100% wrong, and there you go. You know, I mean, again, this will be appealed. She's already said, her lawyers at least have said, that it'll be appealed, and we will see what happens.
Listen, you're a columnist. You've probably written columns you'd like to have back, but none that it cost you nearly $10 million. You think she wishes she'd have just never, she just left it alone? Like, hey, I was in a bad relationship, we moved on, and we just moved on and left it alone.
100%. Like, and furthermore, I mean, I was reading more about it today. Evidently, and you may know this already, that column was shaped by or written in conjunction with or something the ACLU. And so I actually did wonder, like, if you're the ACLU and you're thinking, well, who would be a good person to write? You know, like, you know, that's how it works. Who would be a good spokesman for this, Amber? And you, she may have been talked into writing this column. You know, we need you to be, you know, whatever else. And maybe not. Like, maybe she feels like, I mean, let's be clear here. The lesson for this, unfortunately, again, I'm not weighing in on the merits of this particular case one way or another. But if the lesson from this is that if you are the subject of abuse, don't speak up, because you're going to be held up to ridicule and you are going to be, you know, and you're going to wish you hadn't. That will be unfortunate. But I do think that she's not wrong. She may have made the whole thing up. It may be, you know, whatever else. The jury just found her guilty of this. So, but you don't want that to be the result of it. You know, you're asking me, do I think she just regrets speaking up? Well, there could be someone listening right now who could be thinking about whether to speak up or not. And so hopefully, you know, the result of this is not that fewer people say, yeah, I'm just not going to bother and I'm going to let this person continue to act this way.
Well, that's a real problem when it comes to sexual assault allegations, particularly allegations against famous people, because I read a story one time where there was some sort of controversy tied to this case. And it was a woman had accused a famous person of sexual assault. She'd gone to police. And police had, you know, investigators had, you know, while talking to her, said, now, do you realize if you go forward with this, everything in your past is going to come into the light? All of your sexual partners, any sort of problems you've had in your past, is a very powerful and wealthy man, and he will have great lawyers, and he will also have fans on his side, and they will come after you online. You know, you will become famous for reasons you don't want to become famous. Now, are you sure you want to go forward with this? And on one side, people were saying, yo, that is way out of line. to try to dissuade somebody from going forward with sexual assault allegations. And on the other side, it was like, I wasn't trying to talk anybody out of it. I was trying to make her aware of what is about to happen to her life if she moves forward with this. And then, you know, you go back and forth and back and forth. But, you know, that is a big thing. And this Amber Heard case, you know, again, setting aside what's true and what isn't, it is undeniable that by levying assault allegations against Johnny Depp, her life and career has been turned upside down.
Right, and her, what she's saying is this is another example of a powerful man, and I think these things are undeniable too. Again, I don't have any idea what the truth is here, but it is true that he's a powerful, popular guy. You know, in that way, it's, you know, I mean, she wasn't murdered or whatever, but it's not unlike the O.J. Simpson situation. Powerful, popular guy, and lots of fans who took his side, and you know, in all of this. And the other thing is that, like, it's easier to fit the woman into the stereotype of crazy bee, right? You know, like, that is a stereotype. And she was, again, she may well have been. I'm not, you know, I am not.
Well, you can be, like, as long as we're speaking candidly, you can be kind of crazy, but also be the victim of domestic abuse.
Well, that's true, too. So, yeah, I mean, I totally understand why. It felt to me like everyone was having, quote-unquote, fun with this. I mean, you know, Saturday Night Live was using a parody, you know, making it, it's fun, right? I mean, it's, you know, SNL isn't exactly a conservative bastion or whatever, but they were like, it's fun. In the end, this is a case about domestic abuse, but everyone was, quote-unquote, having fun with it. And then it did feel like it got to be excessive piling on, and I kind of just wanted it to be over. At some point, you know, when it lines up, like you said, the online polls are 90% to 10%, then you start feeling like, okay, this may be, you know, maybe it's not really that much fun. And I certainly do think, I suspect that when she wrote the column, she had no idea this was going to be the result. She didn't even name him. And maybe that was why. Maybe her lawyers said, hey, let's not name Johnny. Let's, you know, just in case, abundance of caution, don't name him. If we don't name him, we can't possibly get sued. But I suspect that she had no idea that this is what happened to her. And that now, I mean, I wasn't even that familiar with him. I knew Johnny Depp very well, and I'd heard the name, but I had never seen Aqua. I wasn't even that familiar with her. Now this is how she is known. And will always be.
Oh, yeah. And like, and known based on the jury's decision today and the court of public opinion, she has been labeled, fairly or unfairly, I'm not saying either way, I'm just speaking honestly about that, she's been labeled a liar. People think she's a liar and actually an abuser herself. And so she is now super famous. She is now, this is a weird thing, she's more famous than she's ever been, but maybe hard to cast in any sort of high-profile role going forward. That's not a good combination.
No, that's not a good combination.
Oh, and she owes, and she owes Johnny Depp almost $10 million.
And she owes Depp almost $10 million.
It's a tough situation.
Yeah, I suspect it'll be a while before that gets paid, the $10 million. So, you know, we'll see how that goes. But yeah, bad day for Amber Heard.
Yeah, hopefully she can get a payment plan, you know?
Get a payment plan, right?
Yeah, you get a payment plan.
How about if I pay? I mean, the payments on that payment plan would be fairly significant, you would think, right? On $10 million.
Yeah, I never had to make payments on $10 million of anything.
Do you think Lester's coming back or not?
I don't know. What do you know? I was going to ask you.
I don't know. I think probably not. I mean, who's still out there? Are there many? I saw at one point they were down to 20. Is Drew Timmy waiting yet?
No, not yet. He'll probably take it into the night. But Drew Timmy's the biggest one out there. Trevor Keels at Duke is still out there. That's just about it.
Do you believe in Trevor Keels, by the way? If the Grizzlies picked him, what grade would you give the Grizzlies for picking him?
I would not take him at 22 or 29.
Okay, 29. We wouldn't say 22. 29.
I wouldn't take him there. I mean, it wouldn't mean it would be crazy. It's just that, there would be somebody on the board at 29 I would rather have than Trevor Keels. I'm certain of that. I think he's an interesting prospect, but I wouldn't take him at 29. He is somebody who could legitimately benefit from coming back to school.
Right.
You know, you be...
That actually makes a lot of sense, because he physically is what you want, and then he just literally needs to work on his basketball, right? I mean, so you would think he would benefit from coming back.
Yeah, if I were him, I would go back to school and, you know, be a star player on, you know, preseason top 10 team, take advantage of whatever name, image, and likeness opportunities are there at Duke, and then try to prove that you can consistently make a shot from the perimeter and, you know, get in next year's draft. Like, he's the type of guy that, you know, if he comes back and improves in the ways that, you know, he would hope to improve, he could absolutely help himself by, you know, 20 spots in the draft. But he's a guard with size. But
do you think Lester can help himself? Or is Lester Lester, and if the only question is where he's going to make most money?
I think Lester's Lester.
That's what I think.
Yeah.
So the only reason to come back, and it's, you can't say you're chasing an NCAA tournament because you don't even know if you're going to be in it. You're not coming back to prove you're something other than what you are, and that's not a bad thing. You are what you are. You're a good defender. You're a little small for being that role in the NBA, but if you can knock down shots, you never know. But he's already shot 40% from three. It's not like he has to prove he can shoot. So it's just simply, where am I going to make more money?
Yeah, like
and then opportunity. You know, I mean, he may make slightly less money if he turns pro, or considerably less money if he turns pro, but may be able to sort of, you know, may think he can carve his way into the league in some way that would be more advantageous to him.
Well, if you look at like some other guys from the, you know, last season, you know, like Ochai Agbaji, let's go back to him. He was a projected second round pick at Kansas, you know, a 6'5 wing, a better athlete, definitely better athlete. And better player than Lester, but similar in the sense that at best he was going to be a second-round pick. And he came back to school, and it was like, well, if he shows he can be more of an alpha and consistently make threes, you know, now he could maybe become a lottery pick. And then he went back to Kansas, he became an alpha, won a national championship, and shot above 40% from three for the first time in his career, like improved dramatically. So now he's a projected lottery pick. For Lester, it's like, if he comes back to school and does what? Like, he just shot 40% from three in back-to-back seasons. So, like, he's a legitimate shooter. You know, if he comes back and shoots 44% from three, like, what? That's not going to move the needle for him. He's always going to be a 6'5".
And he's also not going to be the, you know, he's not going to score 28 points a game or 24 points a game. That's not how Penny does it, you know?
No,
And honestly, Kenneth Davis is going to have the ball. He's going to have the ball in his hand, too.
Right. These are, Lester Quinones has averaged, you know, roughly 10 points. It's 10.7 points as a freshman, 9.5 as a sophomore, 10 points as a junior. That's about what he is, which is fine. That's a really good college player. I guess I'd bottom line it this way, and I'm just speaking honestly here. I'm not trying to, you know, it doesn't matter to me whether Lester Quinones comes back or not. I'd like him to come back, I guess, because Memphis will be better, and it's more fun when Memphis is good. But, you know, it's not going to impact my life in any sort of tangible way. There are guys you can honestly look at and say, if you come back to school, you can really improve your place in the draft next year. I don't think that's really the case for Lester Quinones. Like, what will he be next year? A 22? First off, he'll be 22. They don't like to take 22-year-olds in the lottery. I mean, they'll do it sometimes. But, like, that one of the reasons Desmond Bain went at the bottom of the first round is because he's 22 with short arms. You know, they're not and not an obvious top-shelf athlete. And not much of a shot creator. At least it didn't look like it in college. He's done some more of that in the NBA. But the reason Desmond Bane was available at the bottom of the first round is the reason why Lester Quinones probably can't ever get into the first round. He kind of is what he is. So I really do think if I were sitting down with him, it'd be like, okay, what is real in terms of our professional opportunities? Like, what's real? Do we have a two-way promise? Do we have a second-round promise? If so, now let's weigh that against name, image, and likeness rights at Memphis and make a decision. And if we don't have any sort of guarantees that we're going to be picked, that we're going to get a two-way, that, you know, that the draft night could come and go, you don't know where you're going to be after that, then I think you go back to school. I mean, to me, you're really just balancing. What is real? What are the real professional opportunities? Not what you think you can do or think will happen. What's really available to you professionally? What's really available to you? Name him just like this right to
how
conference.
Confident are you that you can get, that you know exactly what's real versus what you think you might, you know what I mean? Like I'm not sure that, and again, I'm not, there are certain agents, I'm not disparaging his agent at all, one way or another, don't know. But there are certain agents who will say, oh yeah, this is, because this, you could get this. And it's not necessarily what's real. Is it always obvious? Is it always easy to tell what's real?
Well, there's more agents than ever dealing, because I saw his agent's name as well. I didn't recognize that name. And there are more agents, because of name, image, and likeness rights and players being allowed to have agents, there are more agents out there than there have ever been. And I have talked to college basketball coaches whose best players are being represented by agents, and they've never even met the agent. Like, I had a coach tell me, my best player is going through the draft process right now. And he might get picked in the first round, more likely the second round, but he's in that range. He has an agent telling him to go. The agent has never even talked to me one time. I have no relationship with the agent at all. So my player, this coach told me, my player came to me and said his agent told him there's this franchise picking, I'll keep it vague, in the 30s or 40s, and that they had promised they would take the player in with that pick in the 30s or 40s. Or let's say 20s or 30s. And what this player didn't know is that his coach is tight with somebody who works in the front office of the organization that the agent right. said. So the coach picked up the phone and called the guy and said, hey, yo, I just talked to my player, and he told me that you got, that his agent told him that with your pick that's either in the 20s or 30s, you'll take him if he's available. And the guy that works in the NBA front office said, we did not do that. We have not done that. And so that's where it gets slippery. Like, you know?
Well, and the agent does that because right, they got him right now. You know, if you go back to school, who knows? You got to go re-recruit him again, whatever else. Anything could happen, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's what the agents want, the players in the draft, because, all right, maybe he doesn't get picked, but I can put him in an overseas thing. I can put him in the G League. Like, I'm going to take, you know, 4% of whatever it is. I'd love it to be 4% of $10 million. But, you know, 4% of $200,000 will be just fine. You know, so.
And all you tell the player is, hey, you know, I don't know what happened. They changed their mind.
Yeah,
you know?
Right.
We've got to F them. F them.
Right,
know?
Right. Yeah, yeah. You know? You just flip it around. And so, you know, that's why what coaches want, like what this coach told me is, he said, I messed up because I tried to stay out of the process, and then he went and signed with an agent that has literally one client in the NBA. That's what the coach told me. The agent has one client who is in the NBA right now. That's it. And what I should have done is got him with a more reputable agency, set it up, and that way I could trust that they'll give him the right information. Because this guy, he's just trying to get a second guy in the NBA. That's all he's after. And so he's, and by the way, this player I'm talking about has announced within the past few days he's staying in the NBA draft. And so what this coach said was, it's my fault because I let him sign with that guy, or I didn't help him sign with somebody more reputable, because the more reputable big agency people, they're more likely to be honest with you. And I say all this, I'm not speaking about Lester's agent at all. I don't know the guy. But it is, just because your agent tells you something doesn't necessarily mean it's true, which is obviously an unfortunate situation, but it's also true.
Well, we shall see.
Well, does it? Do you take anything away from the fact that when DeAndre Williams tweeted he's coming back today, Lester retweeted it and said, you know, just was enthusiastic about it.
Right. He said, yeah, something. Yeah. I don't think so. You know, I don't take anything. I guess if you had to interpret it, is it good or bad
right.
for the University of Memphis? You'd say it's good, right? Better that he said, yeah, or yay, great, than he said nothing, right. You know, but only very marginally. I think it's very hard to – he could have just been saying, good for you,
right?
You know.
Yeah, I stopped trying to
interpret emojis.
Yeah, translate emojis and 21-year-olds' tweets, you know. I feel like that's largely a waste of time. Hey, he's got to do something by 10:59 tonight, so we'll know before we go to bed.
Bye, GP.
I'll see you later. Bye-bye. That's Jeff Calkins. He'll be back in studio tomorrow at 9 a.m. The NBA Finals are here, and so is your chance to score big on FanDuel Sportsbook. Throughout the NBA Finals, FanDuel has given new customers $200 in free bets guaranteed when you place your first $5 bet. Bet the money line, point spread, player props, and so much more. Plus, you can combine your bets for an even bigger payday with a same-game parlay. Just make sure to sign up with promo code GARY. That's Gary, G-A-R-Y, at FanDuel Sportsbook, which is an official partner of Odyssey and 92.9 FM ESPN. If you haven't tried FanDuel, now's the perfect time to give it a shot, because the only thing sweeter than watching the finals is cashing in on all the action. So join today with promo code GARY and turn a $5 bet into $200 in free bets, win or lose. Make every game feel like Game 7 with FanDuel Sportsbook. That's FanDuel, official partner of the NBA. Must be 21 or older and present in Tennessee. First online, real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable. Free bets that expire 14 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See full terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. If you got a gambling problem, call the Tennessee Red Line 1-800-889-9789.
It's your weekday lineup. Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max from 5 till 9 a.m. Jeff Calkins, 9 till 11 a.m. Jason and John, 11 till 2 p.m. Giannato and Jeffrey, 2 till 4 p.m. And Gary Parrish, 4 till 6 p.m.
Be careful. Be kind. Be good. Rep your hood.
92.9 FM ESPN is Memphis's sports station on the free Odyssey app. Download it now on your phone. Smart speakers say play 92.9 ESPN on Roku, Comcast, Xfinity TVs. Yeah, we're everywhere with this thing.
Get in the game. The Lotto America jackpot is now up to $14.1 million. And with tickets just $1, make sure to stop by any Tennessee Lottery retailer and play today for your chance to win. The next drawing is tonight.
With the current complicated real estate market, what you need is the only agent who has the exclusive strategic options to sell your house, and that person is Josh Hysall, a man who knows how to navigate the market and get your home sold quickly and stress-free. With his Buy Before You Sell program, Josh can give you the cash that'll help negotiate the terms you desire on your new home. For maximum convenience, Josh can even make you an instant cash offer on your current home. And don't forget, he always offers flexible fees, no upfront costs, and he'll let you out of the contract at any time risk-free. So please, call the only agent I'd trust if I needed to sell my home. Call the Josh Hysall team of Keller Williams Realty, 901-461-8147. That's the number. Or just look up joshhysall.com or Google Josh Hysall team.
If you need to sell your home, there's only one thing to do. Call Josh Hysall. Go to joshhysall.com.
Starting stronger starts at AutoZone. They've got battery solutions for free battery testing, free battery charging, and replacement batteries. That's what makes them America's number one battery destination.
Everyone knows how beneficial therapy can be, but traditional therapy can be overwhelming, confusing, and inconvenient. When scheduling in-person therapy, it can be difficult to find the right therapist near you, and it can take weeks to get on their calendar. We knew there had to be a better way, and that's where BetterHelp began. I'm Danny, co-founder of BetterHelp Online Therapy. When Alana and I started BetterHelp in 2013, our mission was simple: find a way to make professional therapy accessible, affordable, and convenient for everyone. BetterHelp works around your schedule and lifestyle. You can connect to a therapist by phone, video call, or even text message. You don't even have to turn on your camera if you don't feel comfortable. And if your therapist isn't the right fit, you can switch anytime with a click of a button, because BetterHelp is designed with you in mind. See why over 2 million members have trusted BetterHelp for online therapy. Go to betterhelp.com/youfirst and get 10% off your first month. That's betterhelp.com/youfirst for 10% off your first month.
A new era in public safety begins with you. Join us for the Memphis Police Department Hiring Expo, Saturday, June 4th from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. at 170 North Main Street downtown. We'll be taking applications, performing basic testing, and interviewing candidates on site. Free parking located at Poplar Avenue and Front Street. Benefits include a $15,000 sign-on bonus, up to $10,000 relocation assistance, and free health insurance. For more information or details, visit joinmpd.com.
Recent weather taking a toll on your roof? A-Team Roofing has you covered, literally, with their 24-hour tarp service to stop further damage.
I pity the fool that doesn't check out our online reviews.
A-TeamRoofers.com.
Y'all know
what's up.
Guests appear on the Smile Center Hotline, live from the Service Master by Cornerstone Studios. We don't pray for disaster. We just pray we get called when there is one. At Service Master by Cornerstone. Now back to the Gary Parrish Show on 92.9 FM ESPN.
Off the hill with the mean view. Nice house. If you look out, you can see some eagles and a few yachts. Got a room.
Are you looking for auto insurance, homeowners insurance, life insurance, business insurance? If so, get in touch with Elizabeth Rook Insurance. As a second-generation local agency that's been owned and operated since 1981, it is the home of the Erie Rate Lock, which is a way to lock in your auto rates indefinitely. Each year you don't have an accident, your deductible drops by $100. Your first accident is forgiven. So if you're looking for a new automobile insurance policy, well, Elizabeth Rook Insurance, they've got one ready for you. You've probably got a local attorney and a local doctor, a local dentist. You also need a local insurance agent. That way, when you have to make a homeowner's claim or an automobile claim or any kind of claim, you're not calling a 1-800 number and talking to somebody who's never met you. They're in a different part of the country. They don't know you. They don't care about you. You want to call a 901 number and talk to somebody you can sit down with face-to-face if you need to. That's Elizabeth Rook Insurance. 867-7283 is the number. 901-867-7283. Two locations in the Memphis area, one in Lakeland, one in Covington. You can reach them online at rookinsurance.com. That's rookinsurance.com. So we were talking about Lester Quinones and his agent and how sometimes agents, particularly ones who don't have a lot of, you know, NBA clients or experience, can, you know, not be so great as you're going through this process because they haven't done it often and they don't have the same types of relationships big agents do. And you know, they really are motivated more so than some of the big agencies to get you to be a professional because they only have a handful of clients. And as I was talking, I said, now listen, I'm not talking specifically about Lester's agent. I saw his name. I didn't recognize it, but I don't know his story at all. And then on Twitter, Topher sent me a link that shows Lester Quinones' agent's NBA clients, and he's only got three: Lamar Stevens, James Ennis, and Grant Riller. That's it.
Interesting.
You know, perhaps Lester isn't the type of prospect that could get CAA or one of the big agencies to be interested in him at this point. So you just take whatever representation you can get. And the guy does have NBA players, right?
Sure.
So maybe that's the explanation for that. But all things being equal, if you're a borderline prospect but like Lester Quinones, the better agent you can get who is best connected, the more advantageous it is for you. Because just like we were talking about with these second-round picks sometimes, they're favors. They're favors for people. You know, it's like, hey, like I talked about earlier, there's a franchise and they're targeting a big free agent this summer. That, and the agent for that free agent also represents, let's just say, Lester Quinones. This franchise is talking to the agent already about the big free agent.
Uh-huh.
Hey, listen, we know you're representing Lester Quinones, the guard out of Memphis. We've got the 54th pick. We've got a two-way open. Would it help us with your big free agent if we were to spend the 54th pick on one of your other clients? Guarantee him a two-way, pay him as much as we can pay him. Would that help us when free agency opens with, like, if you think that's something would be worth us doing, that we want you to know that's something we'd be willing to do. Like, that kind of stuff happens. And that's why it's always better off to have the highest profile agent you can have when you're somebody like that. I'll tell you a story. And like this, it'll sound like a one type of story. It's really, you'll see. It's not a story that pumps me up. It's a short story that explains how I got to do something one time and that it had literally nothing to do with me. I was on the NCAA tournament selection show one year. I've been with CBS since 2006. I've been on the actual selection show on big CBS one time. Now, keep in mind, John Rothstein's never been on it. I don't expect to be on it. You know, that's Greg Gumbel, it's Seth Davis, it's Clark Kellogg. That's the selection show. I don't even aspire to be on it. I don't belong on it, frankly. But I was on it one time. You might remember I was down in Atlanta. It was a two-studio selection show, 90-minute show. So you had Greg, Seth, Clark in New York. And then it was Ernie Johnson, Charles Barkley, me, Kenny Smith, down in Atlanta. It's an amazing opportunity.
I remember, yep.
So after that happened, I couldn't tell you how many people would text me or call me. Man, it's about time CBS put you on the selection show. Man, it's about time they smarten up and put you on there. It's so good to see you on there. Man, you were great, and that's where you belong, and it's about time CBS recognized that and put you on. You don't know the truth?
Mm.
Me being on that selection show had nothing to do with CBS. Absolutely nothing. My bosses, who are still my bosses, did not put me on that show. Here's what happened. My agent, who represents a lot of people more accomplished and better than me, was having randomly a lunch in like February of that year with one of the heads at Turner Sports about something that's got nothing to do with me. And they're just small talking. Yeah, so what have you been up to? Well, you know, I gotta find a college basketball person to bring to Atlanta because, you know, we're doing half the selection show from there, and we need a real college basketball person to put with Charles and Kenny because they're more NBA people, and we need a college basketball person, somebody who really knows it, to be with them. So Charles and Kenny can just be Charles and Kenny, but then the college basketball person can come in and really talk about who got underseeded, who got overseeded, what's the interesting matchups. And my agent said, what about Gary Parrish? He's like, well, would he be available? Well, yeah, as long as CBS isn't using him. I don't think they are. So why don't you make that phone call? Okay. That's why I was on the selection show.
How about that?
My agent was having a lunch with somebody at Turner, and it randomly came up that they needed somebody, and my agent was like, well, why don't you just use Gary Parrish? And so that's how that happened. My point being this, the one time I was on the selection show, it's not because people were like, any of my bosses were like, we need Gary Parrish on the selection show. That's not it at all. That's what it looked like. That's not what it was. It was my agent was talking to a person at a network about somebody more important to me than me, and it just randomly came up, and then my name got pushed in there. Next thing you know, I'm sitting with Charles Barkley and Ernie Johnson and Kenny Smith. That's the advantage of having somebody like that working for you. And that's why it would be an advantage for any of these borderline prospects to have the more high-power, better-connected agents, because they're the ones talking to these people all the time, every day, for years now. They've got relationships with these people. They can help you get workouts that you otherwise wouldn't get, and yes, they could maybe help you get picked in a place that you otherwise wouldn't get picked. Happens every year in the draft, every single year. FanDuel Sportsbook is an official sports betting partner of the 75th NBA Finals. And to celebrate 75 years of the NBA, FanDuel is giving all customers a $75 referral bonus. You will give and get $75 in site credit when you invite friends to join America's number one sportsbook. Here's how it works. Invite your friends from the app. Make sure they sign up with your referral link. And as soon as your friend makes any bet of at least $10, you'll both get a bonus. The offer ends June 2nd, so tomorrow, when Game 1 of the NBA Finals tips off, so take advantage of it now. Don't miss your chance to bet the Finals with a bonus. And if you're new to FanDuel, you can also sign up with promo code Gary to get free bets after your first bet. That's promo code Gary at FanDuel Sportsbook, which is an official partner of Odyssey and 92.9 FM ESPN. Must be 21 or older and present in Tennessee. Referred players must wager $10 or more within 28 days after signing up. Limit 10 referrals. Site credit is non-withdrawable and expires after 7 days. Restrictions apply. See terms. Sportsbook.fanduel.com. If you got a gambling problem, call Tennessee Redline 1-800-889-9789. Be back with dinner to go.
This is Gary Parrish, and you've heard me talk about Dr. Maddie Sadeghi and his staff for years now. They run the Smile Center. It's where my whole family goes. We're fortunate. Our insurance covers it. But Dr. Maddie understands not everybody is fortunate enough to have dental insurance, and that's why he's created the membership plan at the Smile Center. It's an in-office insurance plan for patients who do not have dental insurance, so if you fall under that umbrella, please get in touch with the Smile Center. Dr. Maddie and his entire staff have been vaccinated, so it's a safe environment. The address is 1941 South Germantown Road in Germantown near Saddle Creek, 901-309-1333, online, smilecentermemphis.com.
Uncle, what's happening?
Hey, my man, look at you, juggling kids and the grill. Why don't you come over here and sit back and unwind?
What you got for me?
Oh, you know I brought my man, Paul Masson Brandy, to the party.
Good old Paul Masson.
You know Paul Masson Brandy tastes smooth because it's aged in oak.
Paul Masson, man, this brings back some good memories. Cheers, Uncle.
Paul Masson Brandy. Cheers to you.
Sazerac Company, Louisville, Kentucky. Paul Masson Brandy with natural flavors. 40% alcohol by volume. Please drink responsibly.
The best sports book in Vegas is finally open in Tennessee. That's right. Superbook Sports is now ready for business in the Volunteer State. So bring the top-rated sportsbook in Vegas to the palm of your hand by downloading the Superbook Sports Tennessee app now. Superbook has a direct line to Las Vegas odds makers and the best odds around. So Tennessee, get in the game. Download the Superbook Sports app and visit superbook.com to place your wager now. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-889-9789.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/radio. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free at ZipRecruiter.com/radio. That's ZipRecruiter.com/radio. ZipRecruiter.com/radio.
5X480, Dayton B100 V-Belt, one of the many parts Granger carries. It's also the item that helped Rob carry the day. The job was on hold, deadline fast approaching, but a quick search on Granger.com and Rob found his part. And with same-day pickup at his local branch, he and his crew got the job done safely and on time. Get supplies and solutions for every industry with real-time product availability. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
Final wing is ahead of schedule.
Slater's construction company has built a solid reputation.
Yeah, foundation looks great. Let's get a team in place for analysis.
Now they need structural engineers to support their business expansion.
We should have engineers in-house. That would put us ahead of the competition.
Indeed can help them hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. We instantly connect you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your job description. Earn up to $500 in sponsored job credits by conducting interviews on Indeed. Visit Indeed.com/credit. Terms and conditions apply.
Guests appear on the Smile Center Hotline, live from the Service Master by Cornerstone Studios. We don't pray for disaster. We just pray we get called when there is one. At Service Master by Cornerstone. Now back to the Gary Parrish Show on 92.9 FM ESPN.
I'm so bossy, get off me. It's a different jingle when you hear these car keys. Your SL's missing an S.
Y'all feel like that?
Your plane's missing a shift. The common theme, see, they both got
New wings. Instant Vodka is a premium 80-proof vodka made from the finest quality grains, 5 times distilled for unparalleled smoothness, filtered 3 times to create a soft finish. As I'm sure you know by now, it is so smooth you can drink it straight. Doesn't mean you have to drink it straight. Just means it is so smooth you can if you want to, like if that's how you get down. And I promise you, it is what I buy when I'm inside the liquor store. And that's because it's a quality vodka that is reasonably priced. Wouldn't make any sense for me, you, anybody else, spend extra money on any other brand. New Amsterdam is the best value you can find when you're looking for a quality vodka to enjoy in these hot summer months. Woo, boy, it was hot today. I tried to get out on the golf course, and I did. I accomplished that. It was hot, though. So if you're looking for something to sip on by the pool, on the grill, or just in the backyard, doing whatever it is you do in the backyard. If you're interested in vodka, make it New Amsterdam vodka. Next time you're in a restaurant or bar, ask for it by name. New Amsterdam Vodka, pour your soul out on the web, newamsterdamspirits.com. Let's do Dinner to Go.
Dinner to Go is brought to you by Memphis Barbecue Company. It's Dinner to Go. What did we learn today?
A whole bunch of stuff, but let me hit you with some breaking news.
Well, what's up?
Out of Tulsa, Oklahoma. I saw it only because my colleague, my buddy, Kyle Boone, tweeted it. He lives in Tulsa, Oklahoma. Tulsa police are responding to an active shooter situation at the Warren Clinic. Initial reports from police indicate several people have been hit, and it is being treated as a catastrophic incident.
Jesus.
They say the shooter is now down, but there are six ambulances taking people away. So, little sketchy on the details so far, but certainly doesn't sound great. Another mass shooting in the United States of America.
What's the biggest game tonight? Presented by FanDuel Sportsbook.
You want to go NHL playoffs?
I want to go NHL playoffs, yeah.
Because that was fun last night.
It was fun.
What were they trying last night?
Hey, NHL's fun sometimes, man.
It was 8-6?
Mm-hmm.
Avalanche over Oilers.
I don't think we'll see that high scoring of a game tonight.
You're predicting something more competitive. It's game one.
Yep.
Eastern Conference Finals. Did I have it right so far?
That's right.
Tampa Bay Lightning at the New York Rangers. It's going down in the Garden in Midtown Manhattan.
Yeah, and, you know, the thing about hockey, man, is I will say, I think, I don't know because I haven't seen numbers or anything like that. I think they might have done themselves a favor with this new TV deal with that they did with Turner and with ESPN because, like, I've watched way more than I have in the past because it's just...
In the previous contract, when they took themselves off ESPN, they disappeared.
They disappeared. Nobody was talking about hockey.
And you know who else wasn't talking about hockey?
Hmm.
ESPN.
Right.
I mean, they bring Barry Melrose
in
every once in a while.
Have one guy,
But it's not their property, so they don't prioritize it.
Sure.
You know, one of the reasons CBS prioritizes college basketball? Because they think it's ours.
Sure, yeah. That tournament's a CBS deal. Yeah.
One of the reasons we have multiple golf writers at CBSSports.com, because, like, golf is a CBS property.
Yeah.
We've invested incredibly in soccer because now we're carrying Champions League lots of international soccer. So you've almost got to, if you're hockey, you got to be in business with ESPN.
Yeah.
Otherwise, they don't care about you.
Right.
So they got back in business with ESPN, and it's helped. So tonight they are on ESPN, 7 o'clock. Tampa Bay minus 130 on the road. Totals 5.5. They're making the Rangers underdogs at home?
I'm going with the Rangers.
How could you not?
I want the value.
You want some value?
I want some value, man.
Okay.
And Tampa Bay, dude, like, come on. Like, this cannot be the best team in hockey. Like, that's no fun for anybody.
Why? You're anti-Tampa Bay?
Yeah, it's just lame. Like,
is it?
Come on. Give me something a little more, like, historic than that. Or, like, one of the Canadian teams. Nobody care about the Tampa Bay Lightning.
Nobody cares about them.
No.
Okay, I didn't have any idea. I don't know anything about hockey.
Yeah, nobody cares about them.
I don't think I could name 5 NHL players right now. Could you name 5?
I don't know if I could do 5.
Ever since we lost Pecorini, I've been
left. That's right. It's one of ours. Damn it.
I had Pecorini. I don't know what happened to him.
Yeah,
I don't think he does it anymore.
I'll do some research. I'll come back tomorrow.
All right. But it is fun to watch.
Oh, yeah. I'll be watching tonight.
Like,
yeah.
The Mets were up like 10-0 last night. It was outrageous.
Yeah.
So I turned this on, and like I just turned it on. I watched it.
It's fun.
I don't really know what's happening, but it looks like it's fun. So you want the Rangers, you can get them at plus 107. The puck drops at 7 o'clock. It's on ESPN.
What should I watch on TV? Presented by Edwin Watts Golf.
All right. So let me tell you what I did late last night.
What's up?
Well, I worked, of course. But, like, in addition to that, I watched the Norm Macdonald special.
Oh, was it good?
I mentioned it yesterday, I think.
Yeah.
It was really good. Now, now you have to start from a central point. I love Norm Macdonald. All right? I love Norm Macdonald.
Mm-hmm.
Rest in peace. So I think he's hilarious.
Yeah.
He's not for everybody, but I think he's hilarious. So it is Norm Macdonald for about 50 minutes just looking into a camera. The story is... You know, he had cancer, but nobody knew he had cancer. He didn't share with anybody. And he had all this material, and then we're in the middle of the pandemic, and he can't go out on tour and do the material because nobody's performing right now. He's having a procedure the next day, and he literally said, hey, if things go wrong tomorrow, I wouldn't want all this material to go to waste. So, like, maybe I can just tape it tonight. So he just, like, basically looks into a camera in his house and performs. It's like a stand-up special for a camera in his house. It's sort of
pretty cool,
it's weird, but it's funny. He's really hilarious. And then the whole thing's about 90 minutes. And the final 30 minutes of it is like Dave Letterman, Dave Chappelle, Adam Sandler, David Spade, Molly Shannon. They watched it together. And then they just talked about it and talked about Norm.
Oh, that's cool.
So it was cool. It's on Netflix. If you're looking for something to stream tonight, I recommend it.
Is there anything I need to make sure I read?
Yeah, I'll be updating the top 25 and one late tonight or early tomorrow after all the decisions are in. So check that out at CBSSports.com.
What's on tap for tomorrow?
Oh, man, we got game one of the NBA Finals.
Let's go.
Woo! Boy, it's been too long since we had basketball.
Yeah, I'm excited about this finals.
Me too. Celtics, Warriors, I can't wait. Enjoy your night. I'm going to enjoy mine. We'll meet back here tomorrow at 4. Till then, be careful, be kind, be good, rep your hood.
Grizzlies and Tigers talk on the Odyssey app. Powered by DuckDuckGo, 92.9 FM ESPN.
Hi, this is Wes McClooney, owner of the New Balance Memphis store.